Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me today. It's my pleasure, especially on this first day of spring. I love this part of the year when things are warming up and the days are longer and the trees are starting to green up and the Bradford pears are sprouting out. I never understood why they call them Bradford pears. They have no pears on them. Beverly Williams, you know why that is? Why do they call them Bradford pears?
Good question.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year. That was a galactic award that the SBA gave her. She's the co-author of The 30-Second Commute and the world's expert on home-based business. Beverly, welcome back.
Thank you.
It's good to have you back. And you think Sarah will know?
She might. She's a pretty smart young lady.
Sarah Wilt, ladies and gentlemen, is one of Beverly's friends and compatriots over there in Garrett County, Maryland, Western Maryland, the funny side of Maryland over there, hard by to West Virginia. Sarah Wilt, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Do you know why they call them Bradford pears?
No, I don't.
Well, I need to know this information. I thought surely you guys. I mean, I wouldn't mind if they called it a Bradford tree, or you know. But there's no pears on these things.
I really don't know. We'll have to look it up.
I'm sorry, Bev. Go ahead.
I was going to say maybe the leaves look like pear leaves or something.
I knew you'd have some kind of a makeup answer. I knew you'd make up something.
You asked. I guess.
Isn't this a great time of year?
Well, it is, except as you're describing spring, I'm looking out the window. We had snow last night.
Yes. Snow. See, that's folks, you just heard me say the weird part of Maryland. Sarah, how long have you lived, Sarah, in Bradford, in Garrett County, Maryland?
I've lived here for 32 years.
Wow. Well, you were born there. That's amazing.
Yes.
So now you know what, my audience knows what Beverly does. She helps people with their small businesses, especially those who are home-based, but not just those who are home-based. And you have seen her. You've seen how rough it is on her sometimes, and yet you still want to get into this sort of thing.
That's true. What's wrong with me?
I'm not sure about that. Maybe you're into pain or something. But you started. Tell us about your business.
I manage the financial records of small business with ease and confidence.
What an elevator speech. I love that. Say, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be on the test. Sarah, say that again.
I manage the financial records of small business with ease and confidence.
How about that?
Don't you choose my protege.
I know. Here's an improvement I'd like to make to it.
Okay, sure.
I manage the financial records of small businesses so they can have ease and confidence.
Okay.
Make it about them.
You got it.
See, that's what you got. You got to put them, you got to stick them into it. See, you forgot who taught Beverly.
Okay.
Anyway, no, that's great. I like that. Now, I tell you, Beverly, how many times have you and I talked about this? Have we talked about having an elevator speech, having something that's intuitive, something that's catchy, something that you can, that if you've only got, if you're on an elevator with somebody and they're only going to be on their one floor, you can tell them what you do and they'll understand it.
Exactly right. Exactly. I mean, we've talked about it so many times, I'm sure people are getting tired of hearing it. But until they have their elevator speech, we're going to keep saying it.
Yep.
Because it's that important.
Yep. That was really good, Sarah. And now
Thanks.
Tell us what you do for your clients.
Well, when I walk in the door, I do their bookkeeping from beginning to end, which means that even if they're just starting out, we can get their books in some sort of an organization so that they understand what's going on with their business on a day-to-day schedule.
And so they outsource to you that work, that which doesn't really put any money in their pocket. It just helps them manage their money so they can focus on their core competency, which is typically getting the product out the door, dealing with the customers, that kind of thing.
That's correct.
How many times, Beverly, have you heard me say that outsourcing is the best thing to ever happen to small business?
Yeah, absolutely. It's what keeps us going. We provide that service. The home-based small business owner can do all those things for the bigger businesses that they, like you said, doesn't put money in their pocket.
And, Sarah, in your case, not only, you know, your business is outsourcing.
Yes.
See, that's the thing that I try to explain to people, is there are two kinds of outsourcing. There's outsourcing where your customers, your clients, Sarah, outsource their financial work to you, their bookkeeping work to you, and that's sort of an internal outsourcing. And then there's external outsourcing, which is where you either part of your business model or all of your business model, as in your case, is outsourcing.
Yes.
If it weren't for outsourcing, you wouldn't have a business.
Exactly right.
So what is it that you see when you do you call on people and say, let me help you, or do you wait on them to call you? What do you do?
Well, I had a great advantage. About 2 years ago, the college asked me to teach the QuickBooks courses, and that allowed me to get out into the public and get my face out in the public for people to see what I can do.
Yeah.
And through that, I've picked up probably 85% of my business through there.
Wow.
And
referrals,
they contact me.
And that kind of thing. Beverly, that's the best way to get business, isn't it?
Absolutely. I keep telling people, get out there in the public, volunteer or teach, do things that will allow people to get to know you and your services, and then they quickly find out they don't want to do it themselves. They're just going to hire you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole lot easier. But they have an understanding when they go through Sarah's classes of what's going on, and that's the other piece that I always tell people. You have to know what's happening with your finances, even if you outsource that part to somebody else.
Sarah, are you helping them with their cash flow management?
Yes.
Are you helping them project cash flow?
Yes.
Good for you.
Yes.
Because, you know, Sarah, when I started doing my show with Beverly over 10 years ago, 50% of businesses were failing in 5 years. Recently, a study showed that 50% was failing in 4 years. I believe, Beverly, if there were more Sarahs being hired by small businesses around the country, we could cut that number of business obituaries. What do you think?
I agree.
What do you think, Sarah?
I agree as well.
We need more Sarahs, ladies and gentlemen. Sarah Wilt is our new guest. She's the fresh meat here on the show. But Beverly Williams has been around for a while. She's been with us a long time, as long as anybody in the Brain Trust. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're going to be right back. Don't go away. More good stuff on the other side of these messages.
We used to be so happy when we were ill, high on a mountain of love, night after night.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars above in your eyes.
Little classic Van Morrison, ladies and gentlemen.
To make romance, need the cover of a
doesn't get any better than this. Let it play, John. Good stuff. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I love Van Morrison. I don't know if I'd want to have a beer with him. Maybe he'd pull a pint with me. But I love his music. I've got his greatest hits, by the way. If you ever get a chance, there is not a bad song on his greatest hits album. So check that out. All right, John, that's enough. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I think I said that. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Beverly Williams and our new friend, Sarah Wilt. Did I say that right? Wilt?
Yes,
W-I-L-T? Sarah, do you have a website?
I do. SarahJWilt.com.
SarahJWilt.com. When's your book coming out?
Oh, I don't know. I have to work with Bev on that.
Exactly right. We got to get a book out there. So Beverly, now I know you're wanting to wander off to pasture on me one of these days. Is Sarah going to replace you on my show?
Well, you know, I hadn't talked to her about that, but if you're nice to her, she might be willing to.
She seems to be a pretty good sport. Have you explained all the financial benefits, Beverly?
No.
That wasn't supposed to be funny, Beverly.
There's some things you do in life out of love for the people you work with.
There you go. Well, that's part of the benefits. Exactly. I mean, hey, Sarah, tell us about folks, if you just tune in, Sarah is working with people to help them, small businesses, to help them get their finances in order. And I'm sure you have different levels of support that you provide people, right? Some people you adopt them and take care of everything. Some people you do less for, that sort of thing.
Correct. That's correct.
It just and you help them. I bet you help all of them with their taxes, don't you?
I try.
Yeah.
I try.
Because isn't that one of the big ways they get upside down is they don't file their payroll taxes?
That is correct. That is a big issue that I'm having right now with a lot of small business because the IRS just came out with a new form.
Yep. Tell us about it.
The new form is if a employee or a subcontractor receives a 1099 in error where they think they should have been an employee, they fill out this new form that red flags the company.
Yeah. Yeah, this contractor versus employee thing is really something the IRS is focusing on right now, isn't it, Bev?
Yes, it is. And it's going to be a problem for a lot of people. Unfortunately, they're going after more of the small businesses and a few large businesses. I understand that Federal Express, FedEx, is being investigated right now for this very issue. I know small government agencies that treat people as independent contractors and they're really employees. You know, it's a major problem, but the IRS is focusing more on the small business owner, unfortunately.
Well, it's the small businesses are the ones that they're concerned about. Because and folks, if you have, and you know, I'm not even so much thinking just about people who have employees, Sarah, but also themselves. I mean, their own payroll.
That's correct.
That they have their own reporting that they have to. I mean, in the beginning, it's usually just them. They have to report for themselves. And so this is something they're going to be cracking down on more and more. Sarah, what about when you call on someone, when somebody talks to you about your services, your bookkeeping and financial management services, what are some of the common things that you see people doing that are just dangerous?
The biggest one is the subcontractor employees.
Yeah.
The other big one is not classifying capital expenses correctly, such as their fixed assets, desks and furniture and vehicles and things like that.
What are they doing? Are they trying to expense them all at once, or are they just not sitting up on depreciation tables, not taking advantage of it, or what are they doing?
Right. They just don't take advantage of it. They forget about certain things, for one, and then they lose that dollar figure. But then they also try to expense it all at one time or don't understand the rules.
Which the good news is, with the new Section 179 expensing, they can actually, other than automobiles, they can expense a whole lot of stuff, can't they?
That's correct.
And so that's good news for them. The main thing is they just need to know what's going on, don't they?
Yes. Yes. If you don't understand what's going on with your business day to day, how can you improve on your business or know what area we need to improve upon?
Is there a group, is there an organization that promotes your profession, Sarah?
The Association of Professional Bookkeepers.
Okay. I wish you guys had better PR. I wish you guys, I wish every small business owner knew about you guys.
Right.
But Jim,
Go ahead, Beth.
I was just going to say, maybe Sarah could get the information for you and you could invite somebody from that association onto the show.
Sarah, why don't you find me the leadership of that organization?
I think I can do that, sure.
I'll give them as much airtime as I can because, Beverly, I think you agree with me. I mean, this would be... We could save a lot of heartache. We could save a lot of lost home equity, houses, jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
We could save a lot of pain and agony if we could get small business owners set up the right way, the way Sarah helps them with.
That's absolutely correct. And there's something psychological about more acceptable to use a bookkeeper, certified bookkeeper, than there is to go to a CPA. And I think Sarah could probably confirm for me that a lot of people just simply steer away from CPAs because they see too many dollar signs.
Well, not so much that, but although, I mean, I recommend CPAs all the time. And Sarah, I know you do too. I know you work with a lot of CPAs.
Yeah.
But it's a stepping stone type thing.
It is.
Crawl, walk, run, right?
Yes.
And I mean, I'm sure, Sarah, you get to the point where you say you're going to have people and you say, you know what, you're too big for me. You need to find a CPA.
Right, I do.
Beverly, give us your website, please.
BeverlyWilliams.com.
Sarah, one more time.
SarahJWilt.com.
Okay, folks, check these ladies out. Hey, Sarah, good job today. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bev. Good job.
Thank you.
See you next time. Quick break. Right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.